Discipleship. Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. Matthew 19:29. Every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew 19:29. Luke 9:23-24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Luke 9:23-24. Matthew 22:14. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22:14. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. Acts 2:44-45. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. Acts 2:44-45. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:35. John 8:31b-32. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31b-32. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 15:16. Luke 9:62. No man, having put his hand to the plough and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. Matthew 9:37-38. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9:37-38. Hebrews 11:15-16. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Hebrews 11:15-16. John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. John 15:8. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Matthew 10:36-38. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:36-38.